Announcements. Remember, we have the Christmas cards and Lottie Moon offering in the back. Also on that card table is a set of car keys if somebody is missing them. Probably a Honda. We have homebound caroling this afternoon at 4:30. Bring a battery-operated candle and meet here at the church. The women's luncheon is next Saturday. They're updating the church directory. Please get all your information if you've moved or phone numbers have changed by next Sunday. Today, after the service, take those of you that are supposed to be taking poinsettias home, please take them home. And quick reminder that the youth are meeting on Thursdays for the remainder of this month. I believe that's it. Oh, there will be no children's church today. Did I miss anything important? Nope. If you're visiting with us today, there are cards, visitor cards in the front pews. If you'd like to fill those out, put them in the offering plate. We'd love to have a word with you, talk to you, and give you more information about our church. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, as we come to you on this wonderful sunny Sunday morning, we just are in your house, in your comfort with you. And this being the month of December, please help us to remember what Christmas season is really about. It's about you and in your birth, Jesus coming into the world, bringing light into this world in the darkness that we live in. Just fill our hearts with joy and help us to see your light and the world's not as dark as the media and society makes it out to be. Just remember that we all have hard times, especially this time of year. Just fill our hearts with that joy and that peace. As we go into this message today and start off with the children in their play, please help us remember that these children are our future and the world's future, and help us to guide them towards you and to see your light. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen.
Told me to move it.
Before we sing Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, I have to make a correction. Landon O'Quinn is a sheep in the play. I left his name out and put Dylan in twice. And also, with the ones that have listed, James Hickman, Gwen Sandlin, Millie Johnson, and Bonnie Davis also, and Sandy helped with decorating, and Tabby Myers painted our sheep. And after our performance today, if I can have some men help me move the podium back up here, that would be awesome. Okay, let's stand and join in singing Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. We're going to sing both verses.
Third Advent candle is traditionally called the shepherd candle. The shepherds sat on a quiet hilltop watching their sheep by night. They were common people like you and me. The angels announced the good news of Jesus' birth to them in the midst of their work. They respond with wonder, curiosity, and faith as they seek the Savior whom the angels proclaimed. The shepherds are the faithful people of God who seek their Savior in the baby Jesus.
The scripture comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So when they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known that what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it was amazed at the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, let us receive the message of your coming with joy and wonder. Make us curious to find out all that we can about you, and help us to deliver the places in the midst of our daily lives where you meet with us with your gospel. Lead us to tell others all that we have heard and seen, and as it has been told to us. Amen.
Our Advent hymn today is the First Noel. It's number 85 in the hymn book. If you'd like to follow along, we're going to sing the first, second, and fourth verses. Standing, please.
Lord, bless them and bless this church. In Jesus' name I pray. shepherd's birth. All of the earth and all I have and rejoice. Sing and rejoice.
Sing and rejoice.
Welcome to our Christmas celebration.
The most wonderful story ever told.
And we, humble shepherds, we're so blessed to be part of the story.
Who would have ever thought that we simple shepherds will be the first to meet the greatest shepherd of all?
As amazing as it may seem, we were.
It all began one night. We had gathered around a campfire and our body had some well-needed rest. But we never lost sight of our sheep. We were shepherds tending our flocks one night.
It was music, the most beautiful music we have ever heard.
A bright light appeared above our heads.
It was the angel of the Lord.
We were terrified.
We fell to the ground and hid our faces, the glory of God shone around us.
What would this messenger need with mere shepherds? And then we heard an angel begin to speak.
Together, what a melody! Everybody gather
to us, do not be afraid.
I bring you great news of great joy for all people.
This shall be a sign to you. Or wait, no, sorry. In the city of David, a Savior has been born to you.
He is Christ the Lord.
This shall be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger.
Jesus was born lying in a manger in nearby Bethlehem. Appeared with the angels,
praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest,
and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
They sang a beautiful praise to God.
This music from heaven was glorious. Said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has told us about."
So we hurried off to Bethlehem.
We couldn't wait to meet our newborn king.
We could not wait to worship him.
We couldn't wait to meet Jesus.
Oh,
So we hurried off to Bethlehem.
There we found Mary and Joseph.
And the baby in the manger.
The moment we met Jesus, we knew that he was special.
Very special. He had changed the whole world.
We bowed and worshipped him.
We just met Jesus and joy was now on earth.
Best moment of our lives.
He changed us forever.
Do you know Jesus? Does he live in your heart?
If not, open your heart and he will come in.
And he will make your life brand new, just like he did ours.
Today, remember our shepherd's story and open your heart and receive the best gift ever, Jesus!
Baby born, Jesus, Jesus.
Sherry, you going to have one of those for me when I get done?
Yes.
Hey, buddy. Good job, guys. That was really good. I'm glad that y'all are being shepherds this morning, because that's what we're going to talk about in the scripture. So, everybody out there, if you will open your Bibles to Luke chapter 2, and if you don't have one, it should be on the screen here in just a second. Luke chapter 2. And parents, we got lots of sheep and lots of shepherd in the congregation. That's all right. Let's all just take a deep breath. There's going to be some squirming, some noise. It's cool. It's Christmas, okay? Everybody relax. Before we get into the scripture, I have to tell you a story, though. It happened a couple of years ago on Christmas Eve. I think it was 2016. Me and Rachel and Jack and Owen were at the house. It was Christmas Eve, and so we were trying to hurry up and get ready for Christmas Eve service at our church. So Rachel was trying to put clothes on the boys that looked halfway decent, and they were squirming and climbing the walls because it was Christmas Eve, and we were trying to pack our stuff because after Christmas Eve service, we had to run to Garner because that's where all of our family lives. But then I was frustrated because Christmas was on Sunday that year, which meant that I had to go to Garner, which, not complaining, my in-laws are here. I was cool with that. But I wasn't looking forward to getting up the very next morning and coming back to the church. So everybody was just kind of in a foul mood. You know, it was not a happy, joyful Christmas Eve time. We got in a car, and I think I literally said, humbug. So it was great. I was in a foul mood, which is perfect when you're fixing to go interact with lots of people and serve them communion. So we get to the Christmas Eve service, and we go up into the balcony. And have y'all ever gone in somewhere and everybody's looking at you like something's wrong, like there's something that you're not noticing? You know, we walk into the balcony and I've got Rachel and I've got the boys and everybody's kind of looking at me with these eyes like I'm not seeing. I'm like, what am I? And I turn around and there sitting in the balcony is a person wearing a full body unicorn costume. Right? That's y'all's reaction. That's kind of how I was. They were sitting there, and when I say they had on a full-body unicorn costume, I don't mean like it was a little kid with unicorn pajamas. I couldn't tell if it was a grown person or a teenager, but they were big, and it was like a big unicorn. It was like one that you would see like an amusement park or something, okay? And it was just sitting there, and it was really creepy because it wasn't a cute unicorn. It was like this dirty, dingy unicorn costume, so it was kind of spooky looking. And so I'm like, what is this? You know, but it's funny now, but it was spooky then because we had all this stuff happen in churches on the news that we were kind of nervous about. So, you know, I get Rachel and the boys, and we start moving closer to sit closer to the spooky unicorn, and Rachel's like, what are you doing? What are you doing moving us closer to the unicorn? But in my mind, I'm thinking, is this a crazy person? Is this like some kind of person who's going to act crazy or do something really, really bad in our church? So I thought, I have to sit close to them so that if I have to, I can jump on this unicorn. And put it in a nice way, okay? That's how bad my Christmas Eve was going, as I was thinking I may have to fight a unicorn in church. Now, it turns out that it was just a really angsty teenager whose grandma had made her go to church, and this was her way of getting back at grandma. You're going to make me go to church? I'm going to wear a unicorn costume. So it was okay. Nothing terrible happened. Here's why I tell you that. As out of place as the spooky, creepy unicorn was in the church sanctuary on Christmas Eve, it is funny. It's okay. You can laugh. As out of place as the unicorn was, these shepherds who were the first ones to hear the news and were the ones to show up where baby Jesus was, they were just as out of place, okay? Let me read you the verse. This is Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. It says, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night." That's you guys. You just did that. "And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Now, two things I got to tell you about shepherds in the Bible, okay? The first thing was people didn't like them very much, all right? They weren't very popular. They were, like, really low on the totem pole. In fact, they thought that they were kind of, like, untrustworthy, and it was so bad, I learned this week, that if you were a shepherd, you couldn't be a witness, like, in court. Like, if there was some kind of legal thing where they needed a witness, somebody to tell what happened, shepherds were so untrustworthy that they would not let shepherds even talk. That's not fair, is it? That's kind of messed up, yeah. The other thing is that shepherds weren't really looked at really highly by religious people, by the Jews, because of their job. You see, because they were always taking care of their sheep, they always had to be with them, they couldn't always participate in the religious ceremonies, right? You guys had to watch your sheep, so you couldn't be at church all the time. And the other thing was, the rabbis and the Pharisees and people had made up all these extra rules that weren't in the Bible. And because of shepherds taking care of their sheep and what they had to do, they couldn't keep all those rules. So they couldn't be at the temple very often, and they couldn't keep all the rules, so nobody trusted them, and they always felt like they were kind of maybe unclean or cut off from God, right? It's not very fair. You know, if you didn't know any better, you would almost think that God was not a big fan of shepherds. That's probably how the shepherds thought. But it's kind of interesting because when you go through the Bible, it almost seems like God has a special place in his heart for shepherds, for you guys. Do y'all remember Moses? Do you remember the story of Moses? Do you know what Moses was doing when God came and called him? He was being a shepherd. Do you remember King David? You guys remember King David? Right. Right, Owen. When he was anointed to be king of Israel, he was a little boy serving as a shepherd. And do you know who else calls himself a shepherd? A lot of times in the Bible, God refers to himself as a shepherd. Exactly. All right. Well, calm down. That one's mine. And for y'all out there, do y'all know anybody who refers to themselves as the good shepherd? Jesus, right. In fact, do you know what the word pastor means, guys? Shepherd. It's another word for shepherd. So when we think about this, it kind of makes me think that we should be careful who we think is important or unimportant. And we should be careful who we think God is pleased with or not pleased with. You see, sometimes people put some things on God, or they say that God feels a certain way that might not be true. God might not really feel like that. And the birth of Jesus is like perfect. It illustrates it like perfectly, right? Okay, if a prince or a king had been born, what do y'all think that would be like? What would it look like? It would be in blue and gold. Okay, you're picking your own clothes. All right, I see what you're doing. Yeah. All right. If a prince was born, do y'all think a lot of people would be there? Would everybody know about it? Would it be in a dirty stable? No. What would they be at? Okay, maybe a palace or I swear one of y'all said trampoline. I don't know where you were going with that. Okay. If a prince or a king had been born, all the important people, all the VIPs would have known about it. They would have sent up like heralds up and down the street letting everybody know that the prince had been born. All the important people would show up with gifts for the prince. I mean, I don't know what y'all think about, but it makes me think about how many of y'all have seen Sleeping Beauty? You seen Sleeping Beauty? Okay, how many of y'all have seen Sleeping Beauty? Okay, we got to watch more movies. Remember in the beginning when Sleeping Beauty is a baby and like everybody in the kingdom shows up bringing presents? You know, like everybody's there and it's a big deal up until, you know, the bad guy shows up. Or how about this? How many of y'all seen The Lion King? Okay, Lion King? Okay, you're with me. Remember in the beginning when the prince is born and like everybody shows up, all the animals except for Scar and they're bowing? Okay, if it was a worldly king, worldly prince, that's what it would have been like. And even like today in our country, like when normal people have a baby, it's a big deal, right? Yeah, sorry. Your dad said I could pick on you, so I called and asked. I mean, even normal people, when they're having a baby, they do all kinds of, they do like pregnancy photos. Did you do them? Those always kind of make me feel weird because it's like, you know, they take photos like, look, I'm pregnant. And the husband is always standing there awkwardly like, you know. You have baby showers and baby parties, I guess. You got to decorate the nurse. It's a big deal. But you compare that to the birth of our Lord Jesus. Like, Jesus deliberately picked to be born to that family that didn't have a lot of money. He picked to be born at an inconvenient time, in a stable, in a manger. Like, Jesus' birth is nothing like, put that stick down. Jesus' birth is nothing like what we would expect. In fact, when you look at it, look at who God picked to tell everybody about Jesus being born. He picked shepherds who nobody would believe, but they were the first ones that God told. So what's going on with this? When he could have been born to royalty, in a castle, and it could have been like Sleeping Beauty or the Lion King, why did Jesus pick to be born in this circumstance? Okay, well, I think the angel tells us. If you got your Bibles open, look at verse 10. Here's what the angel says. It says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.'" This good news was for all people. And in fact, if you skip forward in the chapter a little bit and look at verses 29 through 32, let me read that to you. Do y'all remember Simeon? Simeon in the temple, he was blind. And when Mary and Joseph took the baby, he shows up and he says these things. And Scripture says that Simeon was blind, but it says that he was righteous and he had the Holy Spirit. So this guy's special. He knows what's going on. Listen to what Simeon says in 29 through 32. It says, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people in Israel." When Simeon says it's for the Gentiles and for God's people, that's everybody. Everybody's covered by this. And it's really, really interesting that here in, you know, when it's the Jewish Messiah, both the angel and Simeon make a point to say, this Savior is for everyone. And so the reason that the shepherds are the ones who get the news first, even though nobody believes them, nobody trusts them, the reason God picks them is because he wants to make it clear from the beginning, this good news, this joyous thing, it's not for the VIPs. It's not only for the rich folks. It's not for the really religious people like the Pharisees and the scribes. It's for everybody. God is starting at what everybody else thought was the bottom, the shepherds, so you could work your way up. If this salvation was for the shepherds, then surely it was for everybody, right? So often in Jesus' life, what did people get mad at him about? They got mad at him for spending time with sinners, lost people, people that everybody looked down on. But when you look at that and you think about his birth, he's been pretty consistent. Even when he was born, the first people to show up were the shepherds, right? And so all through Jesus' life, he made it clear this gospel, this good news, it's for everyone, everybody. Royalty, down to shepherds, religious people, people who weren't that religious then, they're not all being saved, but he's coming for them. Don't misunderstand me when I say that, okay? I'm not saying that people who don't know him are going to be saved, but he wanted everybody, royalty, shepherds, people who are always hanging out on the temple, people who felt like they couldn't go into the temple, really, really churchy people, and snotty teenagers who were wearing a unicorn costume. This good news is for everybody. And so the kids are getting squirmy. Don't worry, we're almost done. I'm going to wrap up with verse 11. Verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And so this morning, I want to ask you, do you know Him? This baby Jesus who grew up to be Jesus that died on the cross for our sins, took our place, do you know Him? Have you made Him your Lord and Savior? Did God, you know, hook you with the children's play this morning because you want to see your grandkids, but you've not been living for Christ, and now God's talking to you? In just a second, we're going to have the invitation. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you this morning. Today would be a great day. This news is not just for the people in this story. It's for you too. Sherry.